Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Carrie.
I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hyde and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right! So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
I'm
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and in honor of our 600th episode celebration, we're playing some of our classic interviews and sharing some behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, the Hair Radio Morning Show has chronicled our lives, mixing great hair and beauty talk with current events and shaping each broadcast with music and special guests. I want to thank you and to our amazing sponsors and advertisers. Now, let's take a listen back together.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have a very special guest with us today from the world of TV and film and the stage, Mr. Antonio Fargas. Welcome to
Hello.
The Hair Radio Show.
Thanks. Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
Yes, what a pleasure to have such a legendary performer. Well, listen, Antonio, yes, we're excited. Now, I want to go back. Let's go back a little bit. Let's start. Now, where are you from? I've heard some different stories. I said, let me just ask you, where exactly, where are you from? Tell us.
Well, my folks are from the Caribbean, basically. My dad was born in Puerto Rico, was Puerto Rican, and my mom is Trinidad, Grenadian, and she was born in Cuba because her father went there as an engineer to work on sugar mills, and so she was born there. I had another aunt born in Panama. But my parents met in New York, and I was born in the Bronx in 1946, and ended up being one of 11 children, and here I am at age 14. I found theater, or theater found me, or artists found me. I was a young man who felt different, and I didn't know why. You know, there was a strange interest in everything that I saw, and it sort of nurtured me. And until I found my mom saw an ad in the newspaper from the Amsterdam News up in Harlem.
The Amsterdam newspaper. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They were looking for casting a film, broadcasting mm-hmm. something called The Cool World. And it was sort of a documentary-type film that was like West Side Story set in Harlem about two gangs and one guy who was a reluctant leader of a gang and how he found himself in a situation. And I played one of the young men who was part of the scene at the time. I was up for one of the lead roles in the film, but because I was just an innocent 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and but I did have the ability, because I could read well, I was able to interpret the script a little bit, and I gained an interest in the producers interested in me playing one of the lead roles. But they took some test shots, and I ended up getting just some small, almost like extra work in the film. But that was what gave me the desire and the mm-hmm. encouragement to think that I could do that, and I would be in a movie that would be in a theater, like those people that I went to see in the movies in the 50s and late 50s and the 60s.
So that was the motivation, and they
gave me, I found other people who felt the same way I felt, and they embraced me, raised me, and here we are talking about it 54 years later.
Yes. Well, I want to find out. So, okay, that's terrific. We understand when you kind of got started about 14, but how on earth did you make it from that point to Hollywood?
Well,
that's a big mystery. How did you do that?
It was sort of the renaissance for black theater in New York in the 60s, and I was able to be one of the youngsters who was brought into that scene in Greenwich Village, and then also in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of programs. One was HARU Act program, which federal money that Lyndon Baines Johnson designated for to keep the summers cool and give young African Americans and disadvantaged youth an
mm-hmm.
opportunity to train in the arts and dance
mm-hmm.
and theater. And so I was in on that after The Cool World, and then I went to see plays like the Blacks and some of the Mary Baraka plays while I was
uh-huh.
in high school, and I was cast in a play before I got out of high school. I was 17 years old. I was cast in a play called The Toilet by Mary Baraka, who was then known as Leroy Jones, who just
uh-huh.
passed away recently, a pioneer in theater and socialism.
Uh-huh.
And while I was doing the play, I went and auditioned for a play by James Earl Jones, no, by James Baldwin, which was getting ready to tour Europe. It was playing on Broadway, and they were doing a European tour. And Claudia McNeil, the great dame of the theater, was playing the lead, who did the role in Rain Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun, played the mother. And she was going to play, I got the juvenile lead in that, and I toured Europe, and my mother and dad didn't go to my graduation because I had to be opening in the play in Vienna, Austria. And we toured all over Europe and even somewhat into the Middle East, because we played in Israel when Israel was just a young country at the time. And I bathed in the River Jordan on my 18th birthday, traveling with
wow.
James Baldwin and the company and of artists that ended up at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, and some representatives of the Beatles manager, saw the play, heard about us, and brought us down to the West End. So I played on the West End in London when I was 18 years old, and then came back to the States and started studying. And eventually Robert Hooks, who was a very, very promising actor from Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
who joined Douglas Turner Ward and Lonnie Elder III, and they started the Negro Ensemble Company. And I was one of the youngsters. First, he started a thing called the Group Theater Workshop, and I was one of the youngsters who was part of that. And then it turned into the Negro Ensemble Company, and I played with a few plays there. And eventually, I knew that I'd have to get to Los Angeles if I wanted to be in film. But in between that, I did a film called Putney Swope, and by Robert Downey Jr.'s father, Robert Downey Sr. He did that movie, and then I did Shaft. And
with Richard Roundtree?
With Richard Roundtree. And eventually, I did a film called Across 110th Street. And the guy who directed that film directed the pilot for Starsky and Hutch. And so I made my way out to L.A., and I was doing a play with Michael Schultz at the Negro Ensemble Company called Dream on Monkey Mountain with Roscoe Lee Brown. And so
he was in Los Angeles.
And then I came back and I said, you know what, I think I really want to be in Los Angeles. So I moved out and packed up and went west, and then I heard that the director from Across 110th Street was doing a pilot for ABC for Aaron Spelling and Leonard Goldberg called Starsky and Hutch. And he wanted me to play this role of Huggy Bear. And then the rest is history, because I was cast in the film, in the TV pilot called Starsky and Hutch, and I played for 4 years and created a iconic kind of character. One of the many characters that I was able to play through the years, and Huggy Bear
was
all over the world. I mean, it was syndicated in over 100 countries, so that was my journey to Los Angeles.
Well, I have to say, even if you're just looking at Starsky and Hutch, and it had two, African-American co-stars, which even then, was unusual. And I look back, I said, wow, we're really not even hardly there now. And so you're like, we've gone to the other direction. I want to talk to you about all of that. But, I mean, you had such, and the gentleman who I believe he's passed on, and he was in music and so forth, such a great actor as well. It was a very, very, very well done show, obviously. And it's still, I watch it myself here in New York still.
It's had a lot of shows, and it's been syndicated all over the world. I was doing a play in London, in England, and I had to take a taxi to the theater every night in this small town, and inevitably every one of the taxi drivers that took me was a different taxi driver. Never let me pay for the taxi ride because they just wanted to thank me for what I gave them as they were growing up watching Starsky and Hutch, because they had to do their homework and, dip their bath and be, because television was an event in London, in the UK, as well as in the States, when they only had three networks. And so anything that was on television was really a groundbreaking, and certainly Starsky and Hutch had those elements of which made young people wonder and made people intrigued by these characters who cared about each other, and each one was a survivor in its own right, and Huggy Bear was definitely a survivor. He used his ethnic wit and survival skills, because he had to survive in a hostile land of TV make believe city life. And I was and when I grew up in New York, I had an opportunity to see the Huggy Bears of the world and see some of the characters that I eventually would end up playing in movies and television. So it was a great training ground for me just growing up in New York in terms of character research and whatnot. And Huggy Bear was very, very dear to my heart.
Well, I want to ask you about the gentleman that you co-starred on this iconic show, Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul. Yes, exactly. So what was it like working with these gentlemen? And I believe you've done some things with them with Michael, Paul Michael Glaser and David Soul Sense, you know, some appearances and so forth. But what was it like then on this hit show?
Well, we didn't know. You never know that something is going to, we're going to be talking about something 30-something years later. It was just a job. And, you know, and I was very, very felt blessed and lucky and, you know, and just to be working in the business and to realize that it's about the relationships that we created. You know, we had a friendship and a bond that went beyond what you saw in the, you know, on the screen. Just like, the, you know, football players and, you know, teams have relationships that go beyond what you see on Sunday. But and those were the things that were special. Those are two very guys who cared about carrying the weight of the show on their shoulders, because the show was called Starsky and Hutch, and Paul Michael Glaser carried that weight, and they brought their own special brand. They fought the fight every day, and Bernie and I joined them in that struggle for excellence and to be able to portray our characters with dignity. And Huggy Bear was my responsibility to define the dignity of the character. And that was almost all of the characters that I played, again, because I represented the hood a lot in a lot of the roles that I played. So I had to find the spine and the dignity and the grace and the will to survive in these characters that I played. And certainly Huggy Bear was one of those. And it just melded very well because everybody knew their place. You know, I never wanted to aspire to be the star of the show or the usurper or think about it. I just wanted to do the best I could with my lines when the camera pointed at me and to help serve and to drive the story.
Well, most exactly, and most often that was the most memorable, especially
I've
for me.
Oh,
you've had some great results. I mean, as you mentioned, Shaft. And Car Wash, and my favorite, just me, myself, of course, know you from Starsky and Hutch and all of these wonderful things that you've done. But personally, I loved, I mean, this one scene in your movie career, and speaking of the movies, I'm going to get you sucked up. That scene when you come out of, I believe, the police station or the prison or whatever, after having been, like, locked away or whatever for years, and the styles kind of changed, and you kind of, you know, touch your hat and look around, and then you step down those steps with those fish in your shoes. If I just even think about it, I crack up, I swear to you. I kid you not. It is just the funniest thing in the world to me. So, you know...
In other interviews about how I was sitting in front of Eddie Murphy at the premiere of the film, and he said that was the funniest shit that he's ever seen.
Really?
You know? And you know, and that's from a guy who makes his living at doing that. So I took that as an honor, and the character of Fly Guy very well paralleled the character of Lindy. You talked about Car Wash. You know, and that one scene, I say, I'm more man than you'll ever be and more woman than you'll ever get. And that, and then also coming out in those shoes, in the platform shoes of the goldfish, and him really believing that he was the thing, and still.
Yes, well, that look that you gave as you, you look,
You know,
well, Antonia, I mean,
it's so funny that it's really tearful because it's the pathos of it, you know. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying, and those are the kind of characters that I really like to play.
Yes, well, it was just hilarious, and I, like I said, not only do I, but so many other folks, the first thing that they mention is that role, so... You know, and you've done a whole lot. And for everybody and each generation, everybody that you've touched, there's a role or two that, you know, just kind of really resonates with us. Well, folks out there, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and it's an honor to have with us today Mr. Antonio Fargas, who is just an extraordinary career. We really don't have to tell you. Just name a few roles or a few movies or a few TV shows. And, of course, you know, the laughter begins or the joy starts. Yeah. I also have to say, you know, we're going to get into quite a few things, but I also love the role that you did, couple roles. Me personally first, I have to, you know, and then I'll tell you what some of the fans of the Hair Radio Show mentioned. But I also love the role that you did on the Everybody Hates Chris show.
Mm.
I love that. I remember you were the store owner there where Chris worked.
Yeah. I mean,
and you played that
also,
role.
Yeah, the tribute that that not only Chris Rock gave me, but people like Martin Lawrence and Will Smith also had me make appearances on their TV shows because they know whose shoulders they stand on, and they were very appreciative of what I did to help them, you know, get
exactly.
to where they were going, and so that's what made that special, and to, you know, to now be playing grandfathers and fatherly types that have gone through a full circle, you know, and also one of the things that was special for me in my journey was playing Angie's father on All My Children.
I was just about to mention that, yes.
I mean, there were different milestones, and then also with Pam Grier and Foxy Brown. All these characters, you know, just sometimes people ask me, well, what character do you really love the best? And it's very hard for me to do that because all these characters are like my children. They're all my children, and I can't pick one above the other. Each one is a special place in my heart. And, you know, so it's been...
Well, speaking of All My Children... that's a perfect segue. As you were just talking about, now I really like the character you played, Angie's dad, on All My Children. And what was that like?
Debbie Morgan.
Yes, Debbie Morgan and your wife. Now, do you remember the person who played your wife on there?
Yeah.
The actress. She was. That's right. My goodness. Now that was a fantastic part for you. It was great for us to watch, but how was it actually on the show
and you got a chance to interact with
everybody?
I learned a lot, you know, watching soap opera actors up close, watching the discipline that it took for them to be good on a consistent basis and to realize
like they
that
were
I
so
had
hard.
I had a lot to learn, and I was really appreciated the time that I spent because, I mean, not everybody, you know, who does soaps can probably walk into, you know, the Broadway stage or change disciplines. But the discipline of doing that, because taking you get a script and then, you rehearse it in the morning and then you block it in the morning and then you do it live on camera, you know, in the afternoon. That was very, very special. And then also playing with Darnell Williams and Debbie Morgan.
Exactly.
That was at the time of the height of, it was one of the heaviest and best watch storyline times with Angie and Jenny
Right. It was unusual because it had two leading African Americans and such a entangled love story. You just didn't see it at that time. You barely see it now.
I was a part of keeping that, you know, in that supportive area, being part of that nucleus of that. So it was just another milestone, another honor, you know, that humbling that to be able to be a part of that scenario on All My Children at that particular time. Just after I'd done Starsky and Hutch, and I decided to move back east to raise my children, and when I got there, I was cast as Les Baxter in All My Children, and I did that for 2 years, off and on, until they decided to kill my character off, which was okay too.
Is that what happened?
I couldn't see doing it for too long because I just had, you know, a hunger to keep doing different things and trying different things and all that.
Wow. Now, so let's talk about the industry for just a moment as well. In terms of then and now, it seems like we're just talking, kind of alluding to the way some of the things were in terms of not having so many African-American characters. across the TV, across the TV sets. But when we look at television now, we see a lot of channels, but not necessarily a lot of folks of color. How do you feel about that? Or is that how, you know, tell us how, you know, what's your take on it?
I think we've seen more than, I just think that we've gotten a little bit, not jazzed or used to it, but as an African-American artist, I saw that when I started, there were very few roles for men, and certainly very less roles for women. And as a success, and then the more channels and the more opportunities that it became available, but not only was it more opportunities for African Americans, but there was a slot in a TV show. If they were going ethnic, it was filled by an African American, either male or female. But as progress happened, now you have to share that with the Asian, you have to share it with Hispanic, and you have to share it now with, when I say Asian, it's a many variety. I mean, you have Chinese, and you have Korean, and you have, and now also India, folks from
right.
India. But it's, so the pie has been divided up. That ethnic slot has been divided up, which also keeps us in a small minority. Particularly because the Hispanic one is really, really taking strength because of the buying power of the Hispanic community, and networks and channels also cater to what they feel people want to see. So it's difficult to say. We've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot more to be done, and people have to realize that we're not just going to be given something. We have to be good at it. You have to study. You have to have a respect for the craft and all of that in order to compete, in order to say if you do get an opportunity that you do go and knock it out of the park. I mean, there was a time when the best money makers in the business, were Michael Jackson and, Bill Cosby and almost every discipline, and it goes across to sports entertainment as well. We've always had to excel and achieve, even go even further. Now you have Samuel Jackson, you have Denzel Washington, you have a myriad of people that we can say can represent us, and have Will Smith. We have these folks, and still there's room for African American sisters to continually create opportunities where you're not just one and done. How do we get to the next job? We've been more lucky with the males, with African American men, but to have African American consistency, to know that you can inspire a young lady to say, this is something I want to do. It was very hard for me to tell people that this is something that, or young men, that this is something that you should do, because it was so tough. It's so tough. Because you never know. Like Andy Warhol said, you might only have 15 minutes of fame, so you might get one hit record and not make it again. You might win American Idol and not meet to get that contract and go on. You might get Academy Award nomination, and then how do you what's the next script you're gonna do? You're only as good as your last job sometimes. So it's a very And you really have to want this. I think if somebody really, I'm talking to young people out there, if you really want this, hopefully you don't want it to become a star, because you'll be most likely disappointed. Someone's saying, the only way I'm going to play the lottery is if I win it. Well, that's more than likely not.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
This is a reminder, our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. Stay with us.
If you missed any part of today's live 3-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, listen to the show playbacks around the clock at hairradio.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. He's from the world of barbering. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Mr. Jeff Johnson. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm actually honored to be here. And, you know, I'm very honored. Very honored.
Awesome. Well, I have to say, first of all, and I really mean that, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show, because you're making your debut right here, right now, with all of us here on the broadcast. So what do you have to say? Let's tell the folks a little bit about who Jeff Johnson is.
All right, Jeff Johnson, I was born and partially raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Northwest section.
Shouting out my folks down in the Philly area, okay.
Yeah, definitely. I grew up really in Pensauken, New Jersey. That's where I started.
Pensauken, yes.
Yeah, Pensauken, South Jersey. Spent some time in the military, in the U.S. United States Navy. Let me go back a little bit. During the time when I was about 16, 17 years old, I knew I wanted to be a barber. I was the kind that I would cut my friends' hair in school, send them to school sometimes with patches in their hair and looking like, you know, they were sick. And as I got better, my mom said, you know, hey, it looks like you're getting better. You're not make your friends look like, you know, leukemia patients, you know, send them to school with patches in their hair.
Right.
So that was a good start for me. So I knew I was on a good path there. It's just something about the barbering. Actually, my family is filled with stylists, or what you refer to sometimes as kitchen stylists, you know, those who have the skills to do hair, and one of my other cousins is actually a barber in PA. So, yeah, I took up the love of barbering, and it's just, for me, a great way to communicate with people.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. So I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, there's a big entrepreneurial aspect to barbering. And so,
yeah,
of course, it takes all the talent and the skills and all of that, of course, and the techniques and all of that. But what do you say to the folks who are looking to learn on the business side as well?
On the business side, I always say, you know, back just like when I learned in school, the 80-20 rule, 20% skill, 80% personality. Now, that's not saying that you should just settle to be a mediocre barber or whatever,
right,
but you have to communicate with the people, and through that comes the business side. The business side of barbering, we go to, first of all, going to school will be a great start. I'm a licensed New Jersey cosmetologist, which allows me to not just become a barber, but hairstylist, esthetician, makeup artist, even those who have strictly a barber's license. The business of barbering is something that I believe, which is what's really going to make this industry great as far as being a barber. I always talk to new barbers, even barbers that have been in the industry for a while, about the business side. You have, you know, again, going to school and doing your hours, taking your theory test and your practical exam so that you can get your license, which is very important. You know, barbering is one of the, if not the oldest trade in the world. And so I hold that very dear to me, and I take it very seriously. I talk to younger barbers about, again, not just their licenses, because you have a lot of barbers who feel that so that they don't need a license, that they should just be able to go to a barbershop or any shop and cut, you know, in the world and cut. And unfortunately for me, and I say unfortunate because, you know, it's a lot, it happened. But just like when you go to a dentist's office, you go to a doctor's office, you feel good when you see certificates and see licenses on the wall. So when you're in the shop, you have that license, unless your clients and everyone know that you are regulated by a state, and that makes them feel good as far as them being a client. Because in this industry, it's always client first and you second.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. I do want to ask you about a couple of points on that, though, just to get your opinion, since this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. One, you made a very good point about, you know, your license down in the state of New Jersey. I'm up here in New York. We have a little different guidelines. But I wanted to ask you, because I know there was a time in that state where you had to take the entire cosmetology course. And before that, I believe it wasn't the case, and then they made it the case, and then I think it's back again to having it as a separate curriculum. So do you have any opinion about that whole thing? I think this current governor, I think he changed everything and made it a little bit easier for the students who are in barbering school. But what's your take on all of that?
Well, I can only speak from my personal experience. And you're 100% correct. At one point, you know, it was strictly, you know, even if you wanted to be a barber, you have to have a cosmetology license. Some years back, maybe between 6 and 8 years was when they really started to implement the barbers program. And even that was not available at every school. So, you know, even myself, when I came into the field, at first I just wanted to get that barber's license, and I couldn't get it because the New Jersey only allowed for a cosmetology license, and that's why I wound it up. But now, during this current time, the barber's license is available for anyone who wants to just become a barber. Now, the difference between having a cosmetology license and the barber's license, you know, not just the fact that you get to learn a little bit of everything with your cosmetology, but there's some restrictions that the state puts on you when you're a barber, as far as, you know, certain chemicals and whether you're doing color or doing a relaxer or things like that, or even when you talk about doing facials. Those things are under the guidelines of cosmetology. I see a lot of barbers doing facials who just have a barber's license in the state of New Jersey, and that's not allowed. For anyone that's coming into the industry that wants to become a barber, look at that and understand where's the best you want to go with this. I myself, having a cosmetology license, it allows me, as I said before, to do a variety of things. Originally, when I first went to school, I wanted to do hair. I wanted to learn how to do hair, braid, and so on and so forth. But I fell in love with barbering. But if you just want to become a barber, go for it. But just understand that there's some restrictions and limitations that could affect you monetarily if you just decide to be a barber, which is not a bad thing. But if you want to kind of expand yourself and expand your horizons and kind of be able to go into and dip into another field in the beauty industry, then definitely having a New Jersey cosmetology license is the way to go.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about all of that. And companies like Hair Radio, we serve the professionals as well as, you know, all of those folks, the enthusiasts and everybody who's interested in hair and beauty. There are a lot of things that you can do if and when you are at that point that you say, hold it, I kind of want to step a little bit back away from the chair. I don't want to leave the chair entirely, but I might want to look and see about expanding my horizons or what have you. That's when you make a phone call to us at Hair Radio, and we're happy to help you. And if that's not the case and you're still behind the chair and you're looking to do some other things even while you're there, we're, of course, here to help and support you with all of that, and we're real happy about that, you know, that ability to do so. Now, the other part of that I wanted to ask you, you mentioned about the licensing. We were talking about that, and I'm loving the conversation. I wanted to ask you about the folks out in some of those states where they're trying to actually do away with licensing. I can almost guess what you how you might feel, but I'd love to hear from you on your thoughts. We've gone from one end to the other. So,
right.
Yes, what do you say to that, Jeff?
and I know exactly what you're saying. There are a lot of states that they already have that in. They already have that in place as far as not having to have a license, even when you're just wanting to do natural hair. I think it was stated as
right,
but they allow they don't allow you. They don't restrict you to having a license. I say like this. I love this industry. This industry has fed a lot of families. It provided education for a lot of people in the hair industry who have children. The way I see it is this, and I think the reason why, and maybe I could be wrong, but the reason why they're starting to maybe fade away from someone having the state license is really contingent upon the people that are in the industry, the shop owners, the barbers or the cosmetologists or the hairstylists themselves, who decide to just or who are allowed to work in the shop and that have a license. We do things like that, and as the state board comes through the shops, which I've encountered twice, and they see that there's only a few bars that have a license, they kind of take that almost like a census and say, hey, I went to John's Barbershop in Clayton, New Jersey, which, I mean, there is no John's Barbershop, but just for example, I went to John's Barbershop in Clayton, New Jersey, and there was only the manager and two other barbers out of eight who have a license. So they kind of take that, and then it, you know, that affects this field. Because if you don't see it as important enough to have a license, then the state at some point is going to say, you know what, obviously this is not a field that people want to get licensed in. So we're just going to do away with that. My thing is, and as I mentioned before, we have a license. We have a state license. It shows that you are regulated by the state. You have certain things you have to do, and it shows that you have certain knowledge, certain knowledge when you're dealing with, especially as we're dealing with now, sanitation, disinfectation, and disinfecting. Those two things, when you go to school and you learn those things, they're very, very important to learn, especially when we're dealing with this thing with the COVID-19, where they made double sure that all the shops in this state and everywhere pretty much take more precaution. Even though we've been doing that already, a lot of us, in my opinion, have not been doing it effectively and efficiently, which kind of hurts this industry. I myself, you know, I always, the first thing I do when I come into a shop is I sanitize all my tools. If I haven't changed my barber side the day before, that gets changed in the morning, because once you start putting tools inside your barber side, and you don't do the proper thing that you're supposed to do, which is to rinse to get the hair out, because once you get hair inside the barber side, you contaminate it, and we don't need contaminated barber side, because if you have too much hair, that barber side basically is just pink, is just not pink, just blue water.
Yes, go right ahead.
That's just one of the things that I do. But like I said, having a license, aside of that, it just shows that there's professionalism in this industry. As I said before, you don't want to go to a doctor's office or a dentist's office and not see a certificate of some kind or a license of some kind that will put you at ease.
Well, what I love about Barberside, and we've had the ED, the education director, right here on our broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. In fact, there's a podcast that's floating out there on Spotify. If you go and get your music on the streaming source of Spotify on their platform, you'll find just search Kerry Hines, and my podcast will pop up. And you'll find the interview with Nurse Leslie from Barberside. And she, when she was here, she talked to us about the shops reopening and what steps you need to take to make sure that you are obeying proper sanitation guidelines. And what I love about this is that they have a certificate at barberside.com. So do check all that out, where you can, you know, pass a test. I took the test as well. It's hanging on my wall here, and you can print it out. It's really, really awesome. And they're just leading the charge with health and sanitation. And they, to me, they're the Bible of the industry. So I'm very, very pleased to hear you mention Barbicide and understanding all of that. So I have to say, Jeff, well, first of all, let me just remind everybody, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines, and today I have a very special guest who's actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber, and he's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the
right.
J-E-F-F.
No, that so, is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I wanted just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay. That does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome, because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself, as you were saying, that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course, and I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through, unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome, because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering and,
awesome.
You know, the business side, the financial side of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work, one of the things I really want to focus on as far as being a barber with your license is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create a business from your name, which would allow you to, if you had operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses. And also at the unemployment, because there were a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
They don't have a license to file taxes. Go ahead, please.
So,
that's important.
So with that, that is something I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important. And it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side from the filings of all of that, and I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. Like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. For those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yeah. Yes,
important,
definitely.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barber Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's driving the barbershop, 1135 Deptford, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner, fair guy. So that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Deptford, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome. And we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there. So thank you so much, Jeff. I want to say you're just going to be an awesome addition to the team. I don't know how else to put it. We welcome you. We have a whole host of barbering that we're going to get underway here at the show, and we will be paying attention to you when you launch your own broadcast right here on the program. So we are looking forward to that. Now, that's going to happen next month sometime, so we'll keep you guys informed when that's going to happen. Just keep tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And, Jeff, in the meanwhile, we'll have you back to take part in some of our panel discussions on barbering, joining some of the folks who are already on board with us, and I think we're going to have a good lineup.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, likewise. All right. Well, folks, thanks again, Jeff, for being with us. And Mr. Jeff Johnson, we will have him back real soon. So thank you so much for being with us. And, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
corner. We are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful?
At the all-natural corner.
We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner.
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 Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is.
Dear
listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a very special guest on the line with us, Miss Alicia Marie Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, Alicia. Welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to jump right on in. Let's tell the folks about Jolie Magazine.
Well, Jolie Magazine is a beauty and wellness magazine for women of color. We have as our editor-at-large, Vivica Fox, and what we basically cater to is women and encourage them to feel pretty and to live pretty, which is our tagline.
Okay. Now, how did this all come about? Well, first of all, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but how did the idea of Jolie Magazine really come about?
Well, Carrie, when I was 16, I've always had this dream of having my own magazine. And I've worked at different magazines throughout the years, and I said, you know what, there's no magazine out there that really targets us from a beauty perspective. So I said, one day I want to start my own magazine. So I got together with my partner, Rachel Breton, and we created Jolie.
Which is one of those magazines that, every single woman of color must have.
Yes, it is. And it's not just about what cosmetics you should be using for a particular season, but it's also encouraging women to, like I said before, live pretty and be happy with who they are no matter what they look like in terms of complexion, size, but really just embrace their natural beauty.
Now, I want to talk about Miss Vivica A. Fox. How on earth did you get Vivica to take part in a project like this? I had never known her to be so closely tied to any kind of a publication. So how did all that come about?
Well, when Rachel and I were thinking about the magazine, I said to her that we need someone that people can easily relate to, kind of like, you know, a best girlfriend or someone that has a great sense of humor. And Vivica was at the top of the list. Contacted her publicist, had a meeting, presented Vivica with our whole idea as well as a comp of the magazine, and she loved it, said, listen, I'm on board with you guys.
Well, I have to tell you something. First of all, I'm just blown over, and I'm sure our listeners out there, the ones who've already picked up some of the copies, let's tell our listeners out there, Alicia, how often does the magazine come out, and how might they be able to get a copy of Jolie Magazine?
It's bi-monthly. It comes out every other month, and they can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Kroger, 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, as well as independent, depending on where they are, independent gas stations, places like that, as well as B. Dalton.
Now, how about the website?
The website, JolieLivePretty.com.
Terrific. Now, I'm terrific to have you with us on the Hair Radio Show. For those of you, again, who have just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is Miss Alicia Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Thank you, Carrie.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, let's talk about some of your experience. I mean, of course, being the editor-in-chief, you have worked with some of the top magazines, I know, in the past. And it's really interesting when I kind of review your information, because I'm looking at someone who was kind of creating and trailblazing a role in terms of being a woman of color at magazines that were historically, you know, pretty much across the board, not necessarily, relating to one particular ethnicity. Mm-hmm. So it was thrilling to see someone kind of like really trailblazing, you know, that type of role in with the magazines.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, I'm really proud of my achievements thus far. There was one magazine that I worked for called 101 Hairstyles, which was a non-ethnic magazine, and I was the first black woman to head that particular publication.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of myself for that. And previously to that, I was with a magazine called Black Elegance.
Right, BE, yes, of course.
And I was the beauty editor for maybe five years, I believe it was, and
right.
That was a great experience.
So you have really, I want to say paid your dues, but you've cut your teeth, as they say, you've cut your teeth very well.
I have. And like I said, I always said to myself, you know, we need something out there that's fun and not necessarily dictating what you should look like, but telling you, listen, embrace your beauty, have fun. You know, live your life through pleasure. Enjoy who you are and what you look like, and that's what Jolie is all about.
Well, terrifically said. Now, I love that. That I think there was a line that I thought was just terrifically stated on your site as well. Now, there's something I want to ask you about. I saw you, I believe, on the Montel Williams show.
Yes.
And I think you were also with Vivica Fox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I was.
Now, tell us about that, and tell us, it seems like your foray, you're definitely getting more into television and some of the other aspects that are out there. Tell us about all of that, and what was that experience like?
That's, oh my God, it was great. Montel is just fantastic. His producer, Antoinette, is fantastic as well. We partnered with him and did a makeover show for women. And it was just phenomenal just to see the befores and afters and how gracious these women were. And Vivica was just great to fly in and participate in the show.
Yeah, it was just an outstanding, and it was a great surprise, too. It was really a terrific, well-done show.
Thank you.
So do you see yourself developing more in that area as well?
I do. I've started to get offers to do more television, just to make a guest appearance. And that's something that I've thought about, but I've been so busy just in terms of creating the magazine and doing things here and there that television's always been in the back of my mind.
Well, you have got a great magazine out there, and it is on the stands, and it's, as you had mentioned, in all those wonderful locations. We just want to remind the folks, again, we want them to check out, we want you guys out there to check out the website,
www.joliejoliejoliepretty.com, as well as you can pick up the magazine at Barnes & Noble, B. Dalton, Kroger, Safeway, Giant, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, as well as on the website.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that's coming up? Can you give us just a sneak peek at perhaps what's coming up in an upcoming issue or two?
Well, our next issue hits newsstands May 2nd, which is our fourth issue, our summer issue.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Vivica is speaking to a very good friend of hers, and there's some juicy tidbits.
Are you going to drop one for our listeners today, or do we have to wait till the magazine comes out?
You have to wait, but I will say a huge celebrity makes a guest appearance.
Well, terrific. Now, when the magazine comes out, I'm going to hold you to this, and I want you to come back and tell us about that experience.
No, I will. I definitely will.
Well, again, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today. You are definitely doing some wonderful things, and we want you guys out there to pick up Jolie Magazine. Again, the website is www.joliejoliepretty.com, and my special thanks to Alicia Rivers.
Thank you, and ladies, please always remember to live pretty. You only have one chance in this life to live the life that you want to lead. Don't waste another moment. Live pretty.
Perfectly said.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Stay with us.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, with me, Carrie. Listen, it is Wednesday morning. It's July 14th of 2021, and it's a great honor to be with you. I'm just letting that sink in. 584 shows, 584 live broadcasts. Now, these are not repeats. 584 mornings we've been with you. And it is my honor on this day to bring to the line, I'm just going to jump right on in, and for the very, very first time being on the airwaves here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, again, it's a welcomed honor. She is a person who is a business entrepreneur in her own right and runs Ayers Batch of Nature. She's our very good friend, and she's been a great friend to Hair Radio, Miss Tara. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing?
Okay, doing great today. We're going to go ahead and just, I want to quiet out the background noise a tad, and remember to, let's just first of all give you an official Hair Radio welcome, Tara, this morning. Good morning again. Yes. Now, we're going to get the folks introduced to you and talk a little bit about your background and all that wonderful good stuff as we move along this morning. You'll be helping us to really kick off things right here on the Hair Radio Show. So we welcome you. What goes through your mind this morning on your first appearance on show number 584?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited and so thrilled to be a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have no idea. Of course, I'm a little petrified.
You're amongst family here.
We've been friends for a few years now.
Yes.
And I'm just thrilled, and I just feel so comfortable with you, comfortable with our Hair Nation family. Hi, guys.
Yes.
I am so thrilled to meet each
yes.
and every one of you. And I just look forward to just spending these few hours with you talking about all things hair, all things beauty, all things entrepreneur. And I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled to be here.
Tara, you're going to be a great asset for this broadcast, and I'm honored, and I really do welcome you. So listen,
awesome.
Today we've got a big show, and we're just going to jump on in. It's trial, what do they say, like by fire here this morning?
Yes.
Tara, jump right on in with us into the fray. Listen, coming up in our last hour, now you guys know we're here Monday through Friday from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning live on Blog Talk. That's the 516 number. And Tara, we got to always explain this to our amazing listeners just to remind them that we have two different platforms that we use. The live
okay.
show, which is the three-hour Hair Radio Morning Show, is done through Blog Talk Radio. So that's where we're on from 6 in the morning till 9, and you have to dial in using the 516-453-9458 number in order to listen to the show. Or go to an online link and listen. So that's a Blog Talk
okay.
link that we usually share that information through Facebook or across our social media. Then after we wrap up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, folks, after we wrap up today's live broadcast, now remember, you can call in each morning and have your voice be heard and say whatever you got to say during our live show. Once we wrap up the show at 9 o'clock, that show gets to go over to our 24-hour, our very own Hair Radio streaming radio network. So we have our own 24-hour streaming network, which plays around the clock. You can go there anytime, day or night, and listen to complete Hair Radio shows, special interviews, other programming, music. It's an amazing streaming network. And I have to tell you, so I'm so honored. That platform is accessible by going to www.hairadio.com.
Awesome.
hairadio.com. That's how you get there. And you can
that
listen.
Is
so
awesome.
What happens? Is that not something? So what happens when we wrap up the show at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central? You can listen to the entire broadcast from today's broadcast, over there too, because what happens after the live show, then at noon and 3 o'clock East Coast time, that's 11 and 2 o'clock Central time,
mm-hmm.
but we'll say noon and 3, we play today's show back in its entirety twice. We play it at noon. And then it starts again right away at 3 o'clock. So that's what happens here. And that happens over at hairadio.com on our streaming network. So if you miss any part of today's live broadcast, it plays again at noon and 3 o'clock on its streaming network. So we've
got awesome. A lot of... That's awesome. So if they miss it, they can touch it up.
Yes, they'll be able to just go over there. It's been working out really well. So we just want to shout out, and let me just shout out our new 24-hour streaming network because it's important. It's such an accomplishment. And what is ironic is that network was launched back in 2002 or 2003, and it was that was the first time I ever created a 24-hour network for hair and beauty. I parked it away and took it down for all those years, and we just relaunched it because I see the world has moved. Back then, streaming was a bad word. Streaming started, Tara, and it was a bad word. So back in the old days. So that was something that was, it wasn't all like, there was no such thing as podcasts and things like that.
You're right.
You know, back then, what's amazing is that people always say, Carrie, what's the difference between a radio show and a podcast? And they asked me because I call our program the Hair Radio Morning Show. So folks said, well, isn't that technically a podcast? I said, well, you've got to remember, we've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first started as just the plain hair radio show 25 years ago on terrestrial, which is AM and FM radio. That's what we call terrestrial radio. And we were just the hair radio show for all those years. And I would put the show on in different cities, and then I would, you know, change cities, and then when the internet came into play, then I moved it and opened up the 24-hour broadcast network, and that's where we have reopened that whole thing, because again, streaming has gone on to become big. But the difference is the difference between radio and podcasting. Radio preceded podcasting. Again, there was no such thing when we came along. So if there had been, we probably would have been called the Hair Radio Podcast Show. But there was no such thing. So we were long before there was a podcast. It was Hair Radio. And here we are, 25 years later, and I'm real honored about it. I really am. And not only 25 years later as Hair Radio Show, but we turned it into a morning broadcast. So now it's like, you know, Steve Harvey or any of those, Tom Joyner, any of those morning, in the vein of those superstar morning programs. And doing this broadcast for so many years that folks call our program an institution in the hair business. Where folks have come on and we've talked, you know, I have experts and celebrities and all these wonderful folks have been on the show. And today's no exception. You know, we have legendary stylists. I'm happy to have, today we've got at 8:30, remember, 8:30 Eastern, Mr. Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, who's a dear friend of ours.
That is amazing.
Is that not something? He is a legendary stylist, as you guys know. And he joins so many of us here. And then we have the big announcement with bringing back our network, as we were just saying, where you'll be able to catch episodes of different programs, our live hair events. You know, we just kind of, and Tara, I got to say, we're going to talk about the upcoming live hair show that you, my dear friend, you are someone who has been with me a couple of years. So what's crazy is that you're literally today making your debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but you've been with us behind the scenes and in my other parts of our business. Like, folks don't realize that we have an entire enterprise at Hair Radio.
And that
so
is
some
why
of our...
it is so important to maintain relationships, because you never know where that's going to lead to. You start off with a hello, how you doing, nice to meet you, and it just branches off to something bigger than what you ever could imagine. You know, it's just important. It's just so important to maintain those relationships, because you just never know. You know, you just never know.
And
it's just an honor just to see how things just unfold in the business world, in your industry. You know, we think we're here for one reason, and there's a whole nother plan and a whole nother purpose, you know, because it's all working together. It's all to build the industry, which is so needed and so necessary.
It's so needed.
You know, the hair industry is humongous, and it's so many parts, so many integrals to it. And you know, I'm thrilled, and I just want to touch on that streamline thing that you were talking about. You know, that is so needed now. You know, a lot of us don't have time to sit down at exactly 8 a.m. to hear a broadcast. So it's refreshing to now be able to go back and listen to what we missed 3-4 hours ago and catch up. You know,
exactly.
Anytime you miss a phone number, you miss the name, you could always replay. So it's just
exactly.
great that the radio morning show has now evolved into a streamline that we can go back and catch any episode, even our favorites. So that's a blessing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm loving it. And so we're thrilled to welcome you. Now, we're going to get back to some of my accomplishments. It would take
mm-hmm.
many shows to talk about my career in broadcasting and the hair business. So first, I want to take a moment to just inform people. We're going to do a wonderful, wonderful interview that we've got with you in the can, we call it in radio. That'll air
okay.
on Friday, this Friday. So we're going to play that for everybody. They're going to love it. But right now, I want to do something live with you, and that's just to give folks a little bit more about Miss Tara, about Tara, who
okay.
Joins us this morning live on the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Wednesday morning, July 14th
yes,
of 2021. It's our show number 584. Every time I say 584 or give the show number each morning, I've got to pause.
How in God's name do you even come up with 584 things to talk about? It's beyond
yes.
me. I know there's a story within that story.
Yes, there is. Actually, you have a very good point. Yes. Yeah. It's been. Thank you. I appreciate that, Tara. It has been a wonderful joy, and it's really been an ode to the professional stylist and to the hair industry, who many folks I've come to know and appreciate and care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, along with our amazing fans who look to us to provide some, when I started the show, and we're going to be talking a lot about this, we're doing a whole bunch of restructuring behind the scenes to go into the next 600 shows. But yes, when I started the broadcast, we were more so focused about giving tips. So
mm-hmm.
I would start the show, and we had four stylists on, and that's what they did each week. That was on AM and FM radio out of the Northeast in New York, New Jersey. And then I syndicated
mm-hmm.
the show to Philly and Atlanta. But then the show kind of moved over. The professionals discovered us, and that was that. They kind of took
mm-hmm.
hold of the broadcast. And
mm-hmm.
And what I realized, particularly in the Northeast, where out of New York and New Jersey, where continuing education credits and things were not required. So what I came to think about and realize is that a lot of the hairstylists and professionals wanted to kind of, just be a fly on the wall where they could continue to gain knowledge and information and education without even letting folks know that, that they were learning something. And I think
right.
that that's what has kept us here for 25 years. In the
mm-hmm.
hair and beauty industry, and propelled me onto
mm-hmm.
a career that I absolutely love and appreciate every day. So there you
amazing.
Go, Tara. Now, what I love about you is that you turned the light right back around to me. So, Tara, now tell us. Let's start with you. Where are you based out of? Let's start there, Tara. Where are you based
okay.
out of?
I am here in Maryland, about maybe 3.5 hours from New York. I am here in Maryland. I was born and raised in Baltimore City. A lot of people are familiar with Baltimore. I moved to Edgewood, which is a city in Harford County. And Harford County is actually the last county before you hit the Delaware state line. So I am further north in Maryland. A lot of people are familiar with the DMV area, which is further south, but I am one of those northern girls. It's probably why I love New York.
Wow.
I am
wow.
North
so
in Maryland.
I didn't know we were all that close to Maryland.
I am a hop, skip, and literally a jump from you.
I am in shock. Well, Will, you're going to have to come up here. We'll do a photo shoot up here in my neck of the woods in New York.
Yeah.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York, just for those listeners who today is your first day joining us. If it is your
mm-hmm.
first day joining us, then you guys out there, you're very lucky because you get to share that with Tara, who is our wonderful new official co-host on this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we welcome her. We're going to get to know her together as she rolls it out here on the broadcast and puts it on out there. I'm so honored. Now, let's start with your career. Let's talk a little bit. You have your own business called Ayers Batch of Nature. And so I love the name, and you have got to tell us, what exactly is Ayers Batch of Nature?
So Ayers Batch of Nature is a company that I started about 7 years ago. And I get asked that question all the time. What is Ayers? What does that mean? So Ayers is short for Ayurveda. Ayurveda is an Indian term, which means the science of life. And Ayurveda is actually an old Indian medical system that uses herbs to treat the body inside out. It's herbs and powders and things that you can use internally and externally to treat the body healthy. It's no chemicals, it's no steroids, it's no drugs. And a lot of people aren't familiar with those herbs. And just to give you a few, you have henna, you have amla, fenugreek, marshmallow root, burdock root, a lot of those Indian herbs. And if you ever see Indian women and men who have that long jet black pretty hair going down their back, no gray, they have been using, they have been using these herbs for centuries. And when I say centuries, over 5,000 centuries to treat underlying health issues. And we just didn't know about it. You know, our culture just was not familiar about it. And as I researched the issues that I was having with my hair, and I just come to realize, Carrie, that it was just aging hair. There was just really nothing on the market to treat the issues that I had, the problematic hair issues of breakage and shedding. And my hair was thinning. I was losing my crown. And I'm not a real big gel person, so I could not understand what is going over my edges. Where are they going?
Exactly.
There's nothing out there really to treat me. So I stumbled across these herbs, which changed my life. So I started creating my own little concoctions, and a formula was birthed probably about maybe a year within my research. So the name Ayers is stemming from the word Ayurveda. And Batch of Nature is really just that. I hand blend the products myself in small batches. And that is to maintain the integrity of the formula, to make sure that it comes out the same, pretty much the same each and every time. Now, of course, every batch is going to vary from color to color and texture to texture because it's handmade. But I make them in small batches. And, you know, I'll produce them, jar them up, bottle them up, and I sell them, and they are changing lives globally. I just shipped out some products to Finland and Hong Kong, and you know, I do a lot of business in Canada, so they are really making a difference. So the business was really birthed out of my own need, out of my own desperation, really, truly. So I am really blessed to be able to launch this business, which has not just changed, you know, my life, but the lives of other men and women. And people don't know this, Carrie, but, you know, a lot of men suffer from crown loss as well. You know,
it's absolutely
of the men lose their crowns faster than we do. So most of our customers are men who are struggling with hair loss and crown loss and have found that these products is really, really working well for them. So that is pretty much the backdrop of the products, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started it 7 years ago, and probably about 2.5 years ago, I walked away from my government job. Listen, walked away from benefits, walked away from a paycheck, walked away from everything, because I just trusted God that if this is what you called me to do, then this is what I'm going to do. And I have been blessed beyond measure with just doors opening and just opportunities, because I know what these products can do. I know what they can do. I've seen it firsthand, and I am my first customer. I'm my first customer.
Wow.
So it's been about 2.5 years that I have fully, truly launched, and, you know, the doors that have just opened and the places where these products are being sold just blows my mind every day.
And one more door opened today And that was the Door to Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are so excited. And as I listen to your amazing story, and I love the name Ayers Batch of Nature, folks.
Yes.
So we're real excited. And what we're connecting with as well, and the moment you said you walked away from a steady paycheck 7 years ago. Well, for me, it's been 8 years this past May. I left my regular job, my 9-to-5, if you will. You know, even though we had started the Hair Radio show and Hair Radio 25 years ago, I've been in and out of working for different industries, and I later left the financial industry. And that was, and I still literally live here one block from my company that I used to work at. So I left the job 8 years ago, but the job has never really left me. It's real, still right down the street.
Yeah,
I still see my former coworkers and all that stuff, which is wonderful. And, oh, it's been great. I'll tell you why. The job, I did not leave the job to start my own business. You would think, one would think that's what I did, to go back to Hair Radio. I had already had Hair Radio for years, but I deliberately began and methodically began to slowly bring the business back, just coincidentally. And then about 8 years ago, I realized that I was overworked. When I tell you I came out of finance, and folks, I've never talked about this on the air, but my former business life, I used to be very deep into securities. I was a person who did what's called reorganization. When a company purchased, one company purchased another company, it was my job to transfer the stock ownership. So, yes, Kerry Hines is very smart. Had to deal with a lot of COOs, you know, chief operations officers and attorneys. And that's what I did. And, I mean, you had to be precise. And so I loved it. I did it for several years. At the company, I was there for about, I was at the company for about 8 years, and then I have been gone for 8 years. So I've been in this neighborhood for about 15, 16 years here in Brooklyn, New York. And, but when I kind of started the program, I'm sorry, the company back a little over 8 years ago before I left the job, I just started it back. I was overworked. I was kind of not burned out, because that sounds so harsh and rough. I wasn't really burned out, but I was tired. And my wonder, and I love them all. I love the company down there. They were wonderful to me. They paid me fine. I had no problems with money and stuff. I lived here still as by myself, as I still do now. But the thing is, what amazed me through so much of this was that it was just a lot of folders on my desk. I had work piled up beyond like my head, and I said, "This is too much." And I said, "You know," and I, like I said, I had already started the radio show Back Tower, so I said, "Well, you know what? Why don't I just leave?" Because I thought, I said, "One day there's somebody, they're going to come in here, and I'll be on the floor, and they will literally." Pretty much keep right on rolling along after they've got me out, and somebody else will be sitting in the chair. So I said, let me take a look. I had already started a few months earlier, my website back with Hair Radio and all that kind of stuff. And I said, okay, I gave notice. I gave proper notice, and I left. And that's what started everything. And I said, when I left, I said, well, I'm not really going back to do Hair Radio every day and thinking I'm just going to make it. I didn't think like that. I just said, okay, I'll see how it goes. And maybe in a month or so, I'll go and look for another job. That was my thinking. I didn't know that 8 years later, I'd be talking to you about Hair Radio. I did not know that I was going to appear in the New York Daily newspaper that goes through, it's the city's newspaper, and that my former job would see my big old picture in the New York City Daily newspaper. I had no idea. So I later heard about all the conversations they had about that. And remember, I'm still here in the neighborhood. So the people downstairs at the store, you know, the bodega, everybody, they all know who I am and in the neighborhood. And so, and that particular newspaper came out the same day I interviewed the Reverend Jesse Jackson. So I went on to do, you know, great interviews with Dionne Warwick, Melba Moore, Michelle Obama's hairstylist, Johnny Wright at the time, live from, we were on at the the White House, I'm sorry. We also had such great stars. I mean, it gets no better than Beyonce's own dad was on our show, you know, so that was exciting. So I would have never gone on to do any of those things, launching my own product line and also having our wonderful live hair events. So those things just
had
wouldn't have happened had I not taken a leap of faith 8 years ago and said, and the other thing that I want to make sure that this is what has carried me through for 8 years, and that is that I always considered, I never looked at success as being a destination point. I never did. I still don't. Am I right, Tara? I had to realize what defined success for me was that if I had a roof over my head and food to eat that day, then I live in success. And that has been what has carried me on through. I don't worry about tomorrow, like I believe that's in the Bible, that you know today has its own set of problems and concerns.
Hey,
so
no,
I only think about, you don't think about that. You know, today, right now, it's this moment. That's all we have. So that's what I focus on. And that has pushed my life forward. I have created a business. And the most important part is that I try my darndest to use this business to help and continue and push the industry forward. When I tell you I love the hair and beauty industry, I was on with Bernard Bronner like 2 days ago. He's going to kill me because I usually don't go and talk a whole bunch about, you know, just put people out there like that. But Bernard and I, we were on the line because he doesn't know this, but I'm planning a big, big versus battle with him for our hair industry folks. Yeah, so I'm going to let that out. But I love Bronner Brothers. And there are folks I've talked to in the past, you know, and different people. People don't know. And they're like, oh, they thought they're, you know, we're in competition. We're not in competition. I love the Bronner Brothers people. I wouldn't be here today, literally, had it not been for Bronner Brothers. That's what really motivated and inspired me to continue with what I'm doing. I wouldn't be here.
So
I love their family. They've been wonderful to me. We've always, Bernard did my show. He came up and did my show back in 2019 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we're going to chat about that when he's coming back to our radio show. And he'll be here in New York. We're going to do some on-camera stuff. So I'm excited, and he helps, you know, his family still helps them and runs Bronner Brothers and still does all kinds of stuff. But we're real excited, and I'm happy,
amazing,
to be part of this industry. But those are the folks I have to say. So all of that to say that 8 years of hard work, 8 years, and again, 25 in the hair business, so we've had those connections. And it's so funny because usually, Tara, when people talk about different things, I usually just can hit a button and play an interview, you know, with the person, because we've had just about everybody on the show. So it's been wonderful. And to add to that, Miss Tara, out of Maryland this morning, to the broadcast.
Good
it's going
morning.
To be nice.
Especially
and
to our new people. Good morning. This is all about first day, so good morning.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I want to say, because we're going to have to get you up at our live hair event, which I do want to make sure that I tell everybody, Tara, you guys, when you're listening to bits and pieces, some of it is pre-recorded and pre-taped. Not often, but we do have some pre-taped pieces. And what happens is you might hear a reference to our old August date, which we have just been informed has been moved. So I want to share the details of this. Yes, Tara, we are now, I'm happy about this big move. It is happening. It's still, again, happening in Atlantic City, New Jersey, still at the amazing Showboat Hotel, which we just love.
It's still happening.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the new date, I wish I had a drum roll ready. The new date, yeah, thank you so much, Tara. The new dates are Saturday, Sunday, Monday, October, mm-hmm. October 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Mm-hmm.
October 23rd, 24th, 25th of 2021. You got to give the year these days. So I want to make sure that folks know that this is all happening in October at the Showboat Hotel. So I'm real excited. Smooth Black, he's going to be on with us at about 8:30 today. So we're going to talk to him about coming out here and all that wonderful good stuff. I want to remind everybody that hairnationexpo.biz, our website, because even though it's called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, it is a hairnationexpo.biz event, still a Hair Nation Expo event. That is our banner name. So we want to make sure that everyone knows. So complete details are at our website at hairnationexpo.biz. And so what will be updated, we've got the new dates and all that stuff there, and with Smooth Black is there as well. I think we did a little blurb with him there. And we're adding a whole bunch of information about the upcoming show. We are being joined by quite a few luminaries. I think Dr. Prinny James says she's going to join us out there, and we've got some other folks. Ms. Siobhan is joining us. I'm going to see if we can get Darius to come on to our event as well as a few others.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about, and of course, yourself, we are just included with that, Tara. So look at you. Since you're not that far, we're going to,
And let me ask you a question. So I know we have the new date changes in October. So are you still accepting vendors? Are you still accepting
Yes, we are.
Let
we absolutely Yes, we absolutely are. Thank you for that question. Yes.
Absolutely.
Vendors, we still have the door open, as well as workshop leaders. I get asked often by folks in the hair business if they can do workshops and stuff like that. So normally it would have been well cut off. It was cut off. But because we now have a new date, thank you, Showboat. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
I'm sending some chocolates over to you guys.
We're going to leave it at that. Thank you, guys.
We'll leave it at that. Sorry, you can read my mind. I tell you, but yes, I'm happy. No, I joke around. I love them. They have been, let me tell you something. They are like family to me, so I can joke about the Showboat like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to be there, and vending, yes, is absolutely open. So please, not just vending, the workshop opportunities, I've got folks who want to perform and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, we're putting together the wonderful, the real benefit of having the show move from August to October is that it kind of allows me to put the finishing touches on an already wonderfully planned.
It does. It gives you time to add and complete some things that you might have had some second thoughts about.
Exactly.
To give time for other vendors to, you know, to get what they need to get in place, to get, you know, new vendors there, more speakers. It just gives everybody the time that they need. So I think that is a great thing. So, yeah, it does.
Thank you.
You know, delays do not mean denied.
Yes. Exactly. And I've got to say, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. Because just the fact that, you know, and I have to remind folks, we get support in so many different ways. I have amazing, amazing sponsors and folks who have been with me for years here on this broadcast. And I just love it. I absolutely love it, and I appreciate it. But what always amazes me is that, you know, you come to us from totally outside of our typical, experience. You are someone who, when we put it out there to come to our event and be a vendor and to put your business out there, Tara was already raising her hand. And so we just love you. We appreciate you bringing your support and giving us that energy. And look, you made it to the top. You made it to the Air Radio Morning Show. And that's what we say. You're in great company. It gets no better than these superstars.
Yeah,
and we're joined by a new superstar. So is that not exciting?
That is very exciting. You know, when I first saw that, I think it was on social media. When I first saw that, and I didn't know you at that time, Carrie, I just saw this amazing event on social media. It just grabbed my attention. You know, and at that time, I was still new at vending and getting out there and showcasing my brand, which can be a little scary, you know, and a little intimidating. And I remember, I think I reached out to you via text or via email, I'm not sure. And I was surprised because you actually called me. I couldn't believe it. Like, oh, my gosh, I am on the phone with him. Like, who is he? So we talked for a while, and you made me feel so comfortable, and there were some nuggets and things that you shared, and just your wealth of knowledge and information just blew. People have no idea, you know, who you are. You know, some people just don't know the wealth that you have inside of you. So when we started talking, you know, about the event, because what really threw me was that there is this hair event in Atlantic City. Who does this?
Isn't that something?
For three spectacular days, because you all know out there in the vending industry, you know, we may go for a day, you know.
Right.
It's exciting if we can get 2 days, but it's normally just one day and some venue in the city, and we do our thing and we go home. But this is a three-day event in beautiful Atlantic City, and it doesn't get any better.
And Tara, you got to understand, you hit it on the head. We are the only three-day black show, black hair event in the Northeast, period. I am it. There is no other three-day show in the New York, New Jersey area.
No other.
Not African-American-based event. Not at all. So, you know,
folks. Hotel.
Exactly. No, you're hitting it on the head. I love it.
Yeah.
And that is very true.
I don't want people to miss this. You take advantage of what Carrie has put together for us. You know, this is not benefiting him. This is benefiting everyone in the hair industry. I don't care if you make products, you know, your hair skills, you're a speaker, whatever God has graced you to do in the hair and beauty industry, you need to be a part of this. Don't miss this moment. Don't miss all the hard work that has been put into place to help us launch our businesses and launch our brand. And this is the greatest exposure that we can have in 2021. And I just don't want people to miss this. I don't want us as a culture to miss this. So please be there October 23rd, 24th, 25th, 2021. Get your ticket, sign up to be a vendor, and share, promote. Even if you're not in the hair industry, you may know someone, your auntie, your sis, your brother, your aunt Sue, your Uncle Tim. Call them. Let them know that this event is going on and they need to be a part of it.
Tara, I can only say I'm speechless. It takes a lot to make me speechless, but you are just knocking it out of the park. Thank you. Thank you for that. Listen, folks, I agree wholeheartedly with our amazing new co-host, Ms. Tara, who's just killing it this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's hours number 584. We're going to take a commercial break. Got to pay the bills, as they say in the hair and beauty industry. Got to pay the bills. And then when we come back, we're going to have more with Ms. Tara this morning. So stay with us. Now, don't forget, coming up at 8:30 Eastern time, a little over a half hour from now, Smooth Black joins us live on the air from California. Is that not going to be amazing? He is a legendary hairstylist. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's great he does all kind of family hair. We're going to have him talk a little bit, and we'll bring it. We'll keep you guys informed leading up to his appearance this morning on the show. So we're real excited.
Awesome.
And, of course, we've been chatting with the brand new, newly minted co-host of the broadcast. As you've just heard, she is phenomenal, and we're excited to have her on this morning. We've been doing an extended live talk this morning, live chat with the amazing Miss Tara. We're calling Tara, Tara in the morning.
Yes.
So I love that, Tara in the morning. Wow, that's kind of a nice little moniker there. I really like that.
I love it.
Wow. Well, listen, we're going to take a little bit of a little tiny music break. This lady, I'm going to try to get on her interview because people have asked for it. It's a revisit to Miss Melba. She has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song that I just absolutely love. Melba Moore has been with me several times right here on the broadcast. You know, she's an industry legend, Tony Award-winning superstar.
Wow.
You know that, yeah, she has a new song called Just Do It Me, which we had a chance to chat. I'll try to get that on in just a little bit. But right now we'll take a nice music break. Now, this song is about 5 minutes long, so it's enough time for you to grab your coffee, freshen up your tea, and get right back here for a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We don't want you to miss a minute. When we come back, we've got a lot more announcements. We have some other things to share with you. We have new shows coming. We'll talk about all that wonderful good stuff and continue this morning. And also, a revisit with Dr. Obeng. You guys remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was a Gorilla Glue doctor. So he was on our broadcast right here, too. So we had everybody. So
amazing.
Stay with us, folks. Yeah, Just Doing Me, Miss Melba Moore. We'll be back.
way. I lost some things along the way, and it's been a long, rough road. But I never lost my voice. I never lost my health. I never lost my praise, and I am still doing me.
We're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's July 14th of 2021. Again, it's our show number 584. It was Miss Melba Moore. And maybe we'll get on a few words with Melba in just a little bit. You guys know we've been chatting with my brand new co-host, and as I was just telling her behind the scenes, as you know, we have an amazing virtual Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Green Room that we chat in all the time. And I have to say, I was telling Tara, you know, coming to the show and all of that, we get to really share a mic and really help folks in the morning, and we can take this wherever it leads us. You're helping us, folks out there. You are helping to tell us and show us where you want this amazing new friendship, relationship on air
totally
to go.
Right.
And so I'm super excited. And we are open to all of that. And it's kind of remarkable that you're joining us this morning, Tara, on a day where Smooth Black comes on at 8:30, because he's with us each week, and we're just going to jump on in. You'll get a chance to meet and chat with him, and we're just going to take it on the way it needs to go.
Awesome.
So I'm very, very excited. Yeah. So we've got some stuff to get to, some announcements. I do want to remind everybody again, I have to keep making sure everybody knows that our live hair event in Atlantic City again has moved from August of 2021. It was supposed to be next month. It is now happening again at the Showboat Hotel, still in Atlantic City, on October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, still this year. We were determined, Tara. We were absolutely determined. You can go to hairnationexpo.biz. I just want to make sure I put the site out there. Again, hairnationexpo.biz. We were determined to get this event. Folks, I just want you to be really aware of what it took to get to this point with this event. It had started being planned well before the pandemic.
Yeah,
then once the I had to literally anticipate what would happen. You have to understand, when I planned the show, set the dates and all these things and all of that, I had to think. This was long before folks even got a vaccine. We didn't even have a vaccine when I started planning the show. I had to anticipate where I thought this world and the country would be. And so I always had faith that we'd be able to bring this event to pass. I've always had faith about that. Now, it is going to happen again. It's October 23rd, 24th, 25th in Atlantic City with my family, the folks at the Showboat Hotel. There will be a big discount on the rooms. I probably shouldn't say big. They're going to get me in. That might get me in trouble. But there will be a discount on the rooms at the Showboat Hotel. Also, I'm in the midst of updating all the information with our airline partner, Delta Airlines. They helped to sponsor part of this event. So if you need a discount to fly in, Delta flies into Philadelphia Airport. We love Delta Airlines, and it shows. So we love Delta. As well as Budget Rent-A-Car, if you need to drive on in. Budget Rent-A-Car, we have all the details for the Showboat, Budget Rent-A-Car, and Delta Airlines when you go to our website at hairnationexpo.biz. Those are just some of the folks, not to mention all of these amazing vendors. They have they cover the entire industry in hair and beauty, and I'm proud to have them on the show. So, Ms. Tara, maybe what we'll do, we'll try to do a vendor spotlight or something here where these folks
–
Really? Why? Tell us why.
Well, one, it gives people an opportunity to hear about these brand owners, hear what they're selling, what they're producing, what they're showcasing, and give a chance for them to pretty much meet and greet on the radio. So you kind of like know who is going to be there, what they're going to have even before they get there. And then not just that, it encourages other vendors to say, wow, you know, I need to be a part of that. You know, so I think the vendor spotlight is great. I've done that a couple times with other events, and you will be amazed how many people actually come out to support you and your brand because they heard your voice, they heard your story, they heard what you were selling, and it was tailored to what they was looking for or what they needed. And they have no idea that what they need is going to be there until they hear it on the airwaves. So that is a great tool.
That's right.
Like I said, I've done that before. So that is an amazing idea, and it works.
Does. I am so excited. Yes, because, you know, this is where I have a great opportunity to do some big things. We have some unveilings of some surprises for folks all lined up. So I am so happy. I think this is going to be amazing. And I'm also pleased that the vendors, like yourself, have been amazing. They have just rallied behind this change. And I think it just gave people a little bit more, or it gives folks a little bit more time. So I have folks who've bought tickets already. I was speaking to one of the ladies. She bought VIP tickets to the event. And I'm on with her yesterday saying, you know, we're going to have a great, great time. and she's looking forward to it. Everybody has just rolled with it. They know it's
and
been a year of
adjustments. Yeah, we
have
to make adjustments.
Absolutely.
You know, this was completely, I know this personally, this was completely out of Carrie's control, and anybody who knows him knows that
exactly.
he is a very detailed, oriented person, and he is
true.
Not going to let anything just fall between the cracks.
Exactly.
That's just not him.
Exactly.
That's just not his DNA. So we
exactly.
all have
Thank
to make
you.
Adjustments. So I personally am asking everyone just to show some patience, show some love,
yes.
show some support. Just get on board with the changes. You know, it's,
exactly.
it's not his
and they
fault.
Have.
It's not anyone's
they,
fault.
They have.
Yeah.
They really
yeah.
have.
And,
people
and
have been very
this,
good.
Yeah. We're
yes.
going to make this right. We're just going to ride out these adjustments. And it's
exactly.
just going to be bigger than ever. It's going to be better than ever. You know,
exactly.
you don't want to miss this. Make sure you're there. You know, he's put adjustments in with the airlines, with the rental
exactly.
cars to make sure that this
exactly.
thing will be successful. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've got to say, the tickets we will continue to sell. I will make sure Eventbrite's all updated today, so you'll
mm-hmm.
be able to you'll be able to get tickets from our
so,
website
so
at
yeah, so
yeah HairNationExpo.biz.
Check on
Absolutely.
Social media, check your emails, because he's going to make sure that we get that information. We, because I'm going to be there, too, as well as other vendors.
Yay!
We will make
yes,
sure that
yes,
we
yes,
all
yes.
get that information. So just check your social media sites. Just make sure that you stay updated.
Absolutely. Now, Tara,
mm-hmm.
I have to say, for you guys out there who are just tuning in, we've been doing
mm-hmm.
an extended live chat this morning. I am Carrie Hines. I'm out of Brooklyn, New York. Of course, you guys know
yep.
that. It's Wednesday morning, July 14th of 2021, where the time now is it's about 10 minutes after 8 Eastern time and about
mm-hmm.
10 after 7, of course, Central Time Zone. I want to say we are welcoming and just this is our first time we'll be on all together with Smooth Black and our
yes.
amazing new co-host and co-star in the morning,
yes.
the one and only Tara. Yes,
thank you.
And again,
good morning,
Tara
everyone.
In the morning. Yes, Tara in the morning. I think is really, really nice, and we're going to have a
mm-hmm.
good time here as we kind of move forward on the radio
yeah.
show. I'm looking forward to it because there are a whole bunch of things that we are I wanted to take a little time in my co-host search, and I am so excited that we have you're right here. Like there's a song, I forget the, you know, I've been looking, oh, I think it's Patti LaBelle. I think
mm-hmm.
I think it was the You Are My
oh,
Friend song.
Oh, oh, oh,
and she's
yeah.
talking about,
yeah.
she's been looking
mm-hmm.
around all the time and
yes.
looking,
and you
couldn't find. And
here all the time.
Up there. Sorry, you
yes.
can finish my thoughts.
Yes.
My gosh, it's like we're cut from the same cloth here.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But that's exactly right.
You'd be surprised.
Yes.
That whatever you need has been under your nose the entire
time. Tomorrow, and that's bad because I don't have that song cued, but tomorrow I will. That and when I play that song, you guys are going to know what that song means.
Yes.
How's that? So that's going to be exciting. I do have some other Patti. Maybe, you know, I think we, why don't we do that? We'll get on a little bit of Patti this morning.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio morning show to get to. Again, coming
mm-hmm.
up in just a little bit this morning, Smooth Black. So stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio morning show. Again, Miss Patti Paz, we're going to take a
yeah.
music break. With the incomparable Miss Patti LaBelle. I wish I had You Are My Friend. We'll get that on tomorrow. Here's
mm-hmm.
Patti, a new attitude, everybody. Stay with us.
Yes.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. I have a very special guest joining us. Now, she's from the world of nutrition. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Jackie. Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, I do want to clarify, you're not just nutrition. You are actually all about healthy living. You have to tell us more about it.
Yes. I mean, I do like to cook, and that's part of the some of the things that I like to do, Jack Rabbit plant-based cooking. But I also just like to talk about healthy living as well. You know, I want to be able to share some things with your audience and, you know, about healthy living. I want to be able to introduce, you know, nutrition. I want to talk about exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, and rest. And, you know, just trusting in the divine power and how important all of this is regarding our health and our nutrition. So it's just a whole gamut of things, you know. Eating right, nutrition is the number one thing, but there's other things that we need to be doing that we need to incorporate in our lives each and every day.
And what are some of those other things, too, that we should be doing?
Some of those things that we should be doing outside of nutrition is, you know, we should be exercising every day. And when we think about exercise, we don't necessarily have to think about it as something like, you know, having a membership at a gym. It can be something as simple as walking every day, which is probably the best thing that, you know, we can do as far as exercise, you know, because we're stretching when we exercise, we're moving our limbs when we exercise, you know, we're getting sunshine, which is part of that, you know, staying healthy. We're going to intake some water because, you know, we need that hydration, and we need rest. And so in order to get that exercise in, we need to learn how to properly, you know, rest our bodies.
You know.
We need to properly. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yes. Well, what I'm getting from all of this, Jackie, is that for me, I look at making a big pizza pie. And
okay.
Each slice represents one of these things that you've just mentioned right here. And if you remove it, then it's missing a piece of that pie. It doesn't incorporate the whole pie. Somebody's ate a slice, basically. So you mm-hmm. want to really start to focus on pulling everything together, and I think this is just awesome. And I want to back it up a little bit, you know, for our listeners out there. Let's just let folks know, you will be joining the lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm proud to say. So it's really great to have you coming on board to share these regular segments on healthy living. And again, healthy living incorporates so much. It's not just one little slice, pardon the pun. You know, it incorporates so many things, as you've just pointed out. So, Jackie, I kind of want to back up a little bit. Let's kind of start with this. Tell the folks where you are based out of. How did you become a healthy living czar? How did all this happen? How did this all start for you?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm based out of Minnesota, and it all started back when I was probably 16, because 16 is when I gave up beef meat, and I've always had an interest in healthy living. And so, you know, as the years go by and as you get older, you realize, you know, I need these things as a part of my life in order to, you know, live the best that I can in my best life. And so that's kind of how it all got started, you know, just me stopping eating beef and then just, you know, doing reading and just, you know, trying to cook and just live, you know, healthy. And
well, what made you give up the beef at 16?
Well, years ago, my mother had gone to a place where she was learning on nutrition and health. And so she came back and she talked to us about it. And I think I just decided, you know, not to eat beef anymore. I never was a big meat eater growing up anyway, because I just didn't like the texture. You know, some of us are texture eaters, you know, like, say, for an example, some people just hate tofu because it's just too soft. And so I just do not.
I'm raising my hand right now in case you didn't know that out there.
Right. So, you know, texture sometimes has a lot to do with things as far as why we eat things, why we don't eat things. But, yeah, so I just decided to give up beef and, you know, just reading things about beef and knowing that it wasn't really the best, you know, meat for us at that time. So I figured if I was going to start somewhere, let me start with the beef. And we never ate pork, so my next meat would have been beef.
Wow, that is just interesting. So I find this really fascinating. And I think that the fans out there, and you guys, you'll be able to pass along whatever questions you have for Jackie, who will be talking about this with her Healthy Living segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show each week. Now, I want to be clear. So your 30-minute show within a show will be starting soon on our network. So we're going to keep you guys out there informed so that you'll know when to tune in. And until then, you can reach out to Jackie right through our Salon TV Network app here at Hair Radio, so which is just awesome. You can download the app at the Google Play Store, Salon TV Network, and you'll be able to connect with Jackie through that. Now, I'm excited about this Jack Rabbit Eats. So this is the wonderful healthy living segment that is going to be plant-based cooking. Now, Jack, I got to ask you, Jackie, what's the name Jackrabbit all about? The listeners would never let me live it down if I didn't ask you the name Jackrabbit. So what is that all about?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Carrie, because, you know, it's just my name is Jackie, as I mentioned, and I'm the youngest of six children. And so my family called me Jackrabbit. And so that was a nickname that was given to me by my dad.
And
so when I decided to do plant-based cooking, it had nothing to do with the fact that rabbits, you know, they don't eat meat. And nothing at all. It was just fitting for the fact that I eat plant-based, you know. And so that's where the name Jackrabbit Eats plant-based cooking comes from. So it's just a family nickname, and I just incorporated it into what I like to do.
Well, it gets no better than that. That was just the divinity of it all. I just think it's amazing. It really is. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here on the network, as I mentioned. What would you like to see yourself bringing to this whole piece of the pie? And why did you want to come to our network? Share that with everybody.
Well, I just wanted to be able to relate a message out there regarding healthy living and just let people know that it's nothing, you know, really hard to do. It's something that, yeah, we have to try to do every day, you know, regardless whether it's eating right, our nutrition, whether it's exercising, whether it's drinking enough water or, you know, making sure we get enough sunshine, you know. I just want people to live their best life and live as healthy as you possibly can, because I think it's just very important for us as you know, as people in this world, it just gives us clarity in our thinking. It just introduces us to an awesome way of, you know, just being healthy and sharing that healthiness with others and, you know, and just being happy. And when we're happy, we want to share things. I mean, I do. I like to share things with people when it makes me happy and makes me feel good.
Awesome. Can say it no better than that. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. Did you have anyone you want to shout out to before we sign off?
Sure. I want to give a shout out to my family, you know, my husband who has been behind me with this and who has encouraged me to go ahead and do this, Michael. I want to give a shout out to my sister, Alicia, who has also encouraged me to, you know, to step out there, get out of my comfort zone. And just anybody that I know, I can't call everybody by name, but just know that I love you and that if you're listening to this broadcast, I hope that it brings you inspiration and I hope it brings you encouragement.
It gets no better than that. However, it does, because you're also going to be doing a series of videos of cooking demonstration videos. Again, plant-based, I call it healthy cooking. It's healthy living segment, and you're going to be doing a version of this exclusively for our Salon TV network. So
yes.
As long as you have our app, you'll be able to watch Jackie on camera leading you throughout your healthy living. And again, she's going to be talking about a whole lot of wonderful things, and we just so support you, and we look so forward to all of this. Again, I want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
All right. Keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, on television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat. We call this La Luz Cafe.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Did I get number it right? 550. Oh, my goodness. Carrie, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now, I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly?
Hair, head, heart, touchdown.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly, for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career, all of those three things, I tie them together, and that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's July 14th of 2021. We're waiting for our special guest, Smooth Black. We'll try and locate Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. And remember, you guys, when you dial in, to always press 1. Pressing 1 tells us that you're ready to speak right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So very important, and we'll try to reach him. In the meanwhile, I'm going to have you guys to kind of just stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to in the interim. I'll get on this. This is one of our classic Smooth Black pieces that he's done with us in the past, and we'll see if we can get him live on the air in just a couple minutes. Tara, how's it going this morning? Are you having a good time?
I am having an amazing time, Carrie, with all of our listeners. It is my first day, and I am just so excited. And shout out to those new listeners that have joined us today. This is all of our first day, so I personally welcome you. All the listeners who have been here for some time, thank you for tuning in and just welcoming me into your family. I am just so excited to stay here and talk about all things hair, beauty, and in the industry.
And so much more. Hair, beauty, community. We're just happy. We're sharing the love this morning on the broadcast. I'm just so excited. And we'll see where Smooth Black, you know, he's usually with us on Wednesday mornings, and we're so excited. I'm going to go ahead and at least start a little bit, give you a little bit of who he is, and we'll see if we can get him on the air. Stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to go.
All right, you're
listening
to the Carrie Hines Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special, special guest this morning is Mr. Smooth Black. Well, we'll say Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black. Welcome back. Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
Yes. Well, first of all, it is my honor to have you. Really, you're kind of helping us to kick off the whole Carrie Hines Morning Show routine right here on the broadcast. You were with us in our last incarnation as the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is still a big part of who we are. So it would only make it kind of special to us to welcome in, I call the, from out in the West Coast, the king of hair out here, Troy Ballard. My goodness, Mr. Smooth Black, welcome again. So tell us, what is going on in the hair world out there on the West Coast? What are you working on these days, and what's going on?
Man,
Well, thank God, hallelujah, for, you know, just the opportunity, you know, just to be a part of this. It's epic to me because it's been a journey that you've been on, and, you know, for me to just to be a part of it, first Carrie Hines Radio Morning here, you know, it is all of that. And I'm just excited for you, sir. You know, God is just amazing, and he's opening doors that hold on 1 second. Look here.
Sure. Now, you guys out there, you're hearing the show live, and we're talking with Mr. Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black. He's a family man, as you guys hear. And we are just honored to have him with us as we kind of roll in this broadcast. We have a lot to talk with him about. He's had a storied career in the hair world and outside of the hair world, which I think you're going to find out today. Many of you guys already follow him. You know who he is. But today you're going to know about him. And we're real excited about that. And to kind of really help me tick off this so it means something to me to have him with us. Smooth Black. All right.
Well, Carrie, it's interesting because my son, you know, he's trying to kidnap my daughter because she's sitting there right here with me. And, you know, I think he's a little jealous because she's going to spend time with her dad. But he's like, come on, I'll come play with me. Let him do what he got to do. So he's actually helping me, but she just diligent. She's like, all right, say hi.
Hi, yes, to all the fans of the show. How awesome is that?
You know, people are listening. There's going to be a lot of people listening. So say hi to the world. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. Now, how exciting.
She got her head on her finger on her lip like, what's really going on?
Well, yeah. All right, well, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, July 14th of 2021, and we're so excited. We gave you a little bit of one of the background pieces that we did way back on Smooth Black when he was a special guest on my new show. But right now we're bringing back to the line Miss Tara. She's joining us. Tara's joining us from Maryland.
Yes,
and we're so excited. I want to say Delaware, but it's actually Maryland. Tara, this is your first day on the broadcast.
It is. Yes. My first day, everyone.
Yes, and I just wanted to let folks
know. So much fun. Yeah.
You are just doing a great job. And I just wanted to remind folks, you guys just heard Troy Ballard, Smooth Black. That was when I, you know, we go back and forth. And when I created, I had a small broadcast called the Carrie Hines Radio Show. And he was so kind to come on and give us a little bit of his brand. And he was on with us as a guest, and he's just been phenomenal. So he's with us usually live each Wednesday morning. I normally do always send him a reminder message. He's probably going to kill me. And so we're real excited. He's a fantastic person. And when he does dial in, we're going to tell him to make sure and press 1 so we can know he's standing by.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile, we've got a lot to chat about this morning. Now,
we sure do.
Yes, I want to tell the folks a little bit more about Tara. They know everything they can possibly want to know about Carrie Hines. you know, I have my How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, which is sold around the world, literally.
Yeah.
Where right now there is some news I have on that, Tara, and that is that we're working on the audio book. Well, it's the audiobook. We're going to be working on that.
Yeah.
So I'm real excited. It's coming up on the 10th anniversary of the release on How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yes.
And so we'll put out the audiobook with it.
Yes. So where can they find it?
Right. You can always find it. We're across Amazon, of course, with everybody else. And then, of course, if you reach out to us, we can do an autographed copy for you directly from Hair Radio, so you can let us know. We'll ship your book. Yeah, so it's
awesome.
Real exciting.
That is awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So will you have the books available for the Road to Healthy event? So people
yeah,
can grab
well, I've absolutely. We're going to have copies for the Road to Healthy Hair.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have book signings there. I do book signings all around the country. So as
very
things have
good.
Now opened back up, I'll come out and do the book is called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And I love it because you don't have to be in the hair business to get the information from the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to
mm-hmm.
have it, you know, resonate with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I always say entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship, not to diminish the importance of it whatsoever, but just to say that usually the techniques that you apply are pretty much across the board. You know, working
mm-hmm.
hard. Well, it doesn't matter if you're in the hair industry or you started up a corner store, you know, or sell, you know, watches. Whatever you put into it, hard work is something that is a, you know, that's just, you know, a very basic necessity. And that's one of the things that you would naturally apply. So I'm thrilled
so
about the book because it covers all of that.
Yeah, so those tools and principles can be used for any business. Yeah, so those tools and principles can be used for any business if you're an entrepreneur. Because like you said, you know, so you're giving foundational information that can be applied to whatever business that you have.
Whatever it is
now. Uh-huh.
Exactly, Tara. Now, if you are in the hair industry, then obviously, yeah, it's a huge plus because the book is from the perspective of the hair industry. So I apply a lot of that knowledge to the, you know, obviously for those who are in the hair and beauty industry. So it's a natural for you. And what I love about it, it's not just that, you know, entrepreneurship is our thing here at Hair Radio. We're all about entrepreneurship. I love entrepreneurs. Everything we do is to provide support to those folks who are in business and doing business type things. That's my big claim to fame, so to speak, and gives me the most joy, and that is to help folks who are trying to get their businesses. It's so lacking often in our community to get folks who are meaning, you know, really, you know, want to make sure that you have that knowledge and all of that. So, yes, that's what we're, So that's what we're committed to. And in addition to the book, How to Get Rich in a Hair Business, available at Amazon and directly at Hair Radio. We're so happy we ship everywhere. I was so happy to see reports from overseas. I'm grateful. My book is sold through Barnes & Noble, all the platforms.
Yes.
So real nice. Now,
that's awesome.
Yes, it's an accomplishment. And one of the things that I'm most happy about as well, in addition to our wonderful book, we have the Carapi Hair Products. My own shampoo, conditioner, and hair oil and beard oil. Well, what's funny is I created the hair products. This is, I guess, folks, this is my Hair Radio commercial. Thank you so much, Tara, for that. Carapi.
What got you started with that? What was the initial aha moment of I need to do this? You know,
First of all, I'll tell you, and this radio show has a lot to do with it. Because
we have new listeners, so they may not know.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, first of all, the name Carapi, I need to address that. It's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y is the spelling of my product line. And Carapi, which is in part K-E-R-R from my name, and then A-P-Y as in therapy. So you kind of bring it all together. So that's where Carapi comes from. And I decided after long going to hair shows and being a part of the hair community and hearing folks talk about the concerns with regards to hair loss, as you mentioned earlier, absolutely. So these are things with wherever you are on the alopecia scale, I call it, because most African-Americans, we are, and not just African-Americans, but everybody. To some degree, have dealt with hair loss, a high percentage of folks. And I wanted to be able to focus on that, and particularly mm-hmm. some of the alopecias that don't get the name recognition as, with some of the organizations. You know, black Absolutely. Women, to me, face traction alopecia is a huge one that seems to be totally mm-hmm. ignored by the other communities yeah. because it
yeah,
doesn't seem
I totally
to be
agree.
So prevalent in their areas.
Mm-hmm.
In their
so they
community,
don't talk
but
about it. Yeah.
they don't talk about it. So when you go to the alopecia websites, they never mention it. It's never even
yeah.
heard. It's like it doesn't, and it just is representative of how a lot of folks who are of African American descent, if you will, feel marginalized because that's what happens. Everything, our messages get blurred and if not invisible. So
mm-hmm.
it was important for me to talk about alopecia as well as several others. There's so many to talk about. There are too many to even list. But I can
yes.
safely say this, that for me, the Carapi products, I use my own shampoo and conditioner, and they were designed particularly for all hair types, for men, women,
mm-hmm.
and everybody. It's very special is that they're infused gently with caffeine.
Okay.
And because of that, it's a scalp stimulant, which is meant to certainly grow the hair.
And a
and
lot
it's
of people
no
don't
secret.
Know the benefits of caffeine. Yeah. It,
exactly. And Tara, when I tell you that you can look, when we were doing research, I have an R&D area here and that works with us. And when they were doing the research to bring all this stuff to me and I'm looking and telling them what I want,
mm-hmm.
there was no, you can look yourself. You find nothing negative anywhere about the benefits of caffeine with regards to stimulation of the scalp. Not,
yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, that is it. Now, for
mm-hmm.
us in the hair business, we know that you can use peppermint and, you know, any kind
all
of a scalp.
Of
heck, even your fingers
yeah.
will work
yeah.
know,
it,
to help you to.
It's called
yeah.
massage.
Exactly, exactly. So it was important to really give something, and I love it. It has been amazing. And so the product is a salon direct product. And for you guys who are new to the industry or the biz, a salon direct product is a product for hairstylists to use and offer,
mm-hmm.
whether it is they're using it on their own clients in their shops, or
mm-hmm.
or offering it through their retail arm at their shop. So
mm-hmm.
we sell those products where it is meant for the professionals to use, but we also,
okay.
We sell to the professional, to the general public, so that they can take these products with them at home and continue the regimen as well. So
mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. I really am. And we have distributors who are they've been promoting Carapi forever and a day. The products are sold all around the country. They've taken the products over to Africa as well. So
That's
I'm
awesome.
Excited. Yeah, so Carapi's been wonderful. Again, my Carapi shampoo, my Carapi conditioner, we have our
mm-hmm.
amazing, and again, it works on all hair types, great for stimulation and growing, and
mm-hmm.
again, works on everybody. So it's really been very good. And I sell them in my stores.
Hair.
So, oh,
and
absolutely, all
yeah.
natural. We are no SLSs, none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell
yeah.
everybody, if you want Dawn detergent, you can pick up that anytime. This is not.
Yes.
We love Dawn, but this is not Dawn. Okay,
right.
this
right.
is a conditioning.
Free.
Yeah, well, totally chemical free, absolutely natural. 1,000%.
Yeah, that's what's lacking in our communities and in our culture is. We need more natural organic products on the market,
Absolutely.
You know, that's being sold by us, made by us, distributed by us. We need
Absolutely.
That. I have my line. You have my line. But it's so much more work that needs to be done.
Oh,
we
it's a lot. Well, absolutely.
Product. Yeah. We need
and,
more
And we bring that to
there.
Light. Exactly.
Yes, it's the whole purpose of this show. You know, it's to
you
let people know,
it.
Hey, you got options. You have options.
Exactly.
You don't have to necessarily use what has been presented to you for years that's not good for our hair, that's not good for your scalp, that there's a whole line of products that has been made by us, you know, our brands, to give people choices, you know, that
exactly.
they don't have to succumb to the chemicals and things out there, that we have some healthy, natural products for you. So I really wanted you to put that plug out there because I need you to have
Thank
products.
You.
You know, I didn't completely understand the background, you know, since I'm new on the show. And so I'm having the mindset of the listeners who may be new as well, and they hear Carapy, and they're thinking, so what is Carapy? Is that just, you know, men create products? They automatically think that that's a men's line solely for men.
Well, you know
so
what? Actually, it's funny that you say that. You are mm-hmm. almost like in my head, literally, because that was the point I was about to make. You absolutely
mm-hmm.
nailed it. Because when
yeah.
I came out, what's really funny is that I always made products and things that were targeted towards, you know, inspired by women and particularly women of color. And what,
mm-hmm.
So when we released Carapy, of all the branding that goes with it, our pictures and
yeah.
all the promotions and advertisements were always women on with the bottles of shampoo and conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the one time I finally decide to release a beard oil for the
yeah.
fellas. So, you know, I always got, you know, Carrie, when you're going to put something out for us. Now,
yeah.
our shampoo is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're
yeah.
male or female. The shampoo and conditioner doesn't know if you're a woman or a man, you know.
Hair is hair.
But,
I tell people
right?
all the time, hair is hair.
Hair is hair. But what always cracks me up is that all my promotion for 25 years has featured women. So for,
mm-hmm.
you know, highly and deservedly so. But what cracks me up is that people, I've released one beard oil, and then all the questions after that were,
yeah.
is your product, your shampoo and conditioner for just men? Like, I said, well,
I
where were
all
you
the
all these years
I
that I've been?
I see it all the time.
Yes. I mean, it
so
cracks me up.
To clarify that, I see it all the time. They see
Isn't that something? A
male behind a brand, and they just assume it's just
that for
men.
That is for men. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that
and
is very correct.
True.
Not at
mm-hmm.
all. And especially where we had specifically designed products that made sure that were inspired by women and particularly dealing with traction, not just traction alopecia, but all the alopecias, but particularly
yeah.
that, where we know that we can do better. And
yeah,
with regards
really
to the whole thing to close out that traction, the best that I could say, besides Carapy hair products and your line and all these things that address hair loss,
mm-hmm.
my thing
mm-hmm.
is education. That's what it is. Education.
It is.
That's
it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
education. And so I'm honored,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, on the Hair Radio
mm-hmm.
Morning Show. So I've got to say, I want to take a moment to really say to you, what an amazing couple of hours. We have made it work this morning. You have
really?
Just pushed it on through. Well, I have to say, I mean, listen, on this Wednesday morning, July 14th, I want to make sure folks know that we are live this morning. So show number 584, your very first broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was my 584th broadcast. So, yeah, that's quite a dichotomy there. So we are just so excited. But guess what? You have knocked it out of the park, Tara, this morning. You have knocked it out of the park. And I congratulate you.
Thank you.
No, you made it easy. Now, I want to tell folks that if you've missed any part of our live broadcast this morning
mm-hmm.
Of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we play this particular broadcast gets played back two times. We air it at noon Eastern time. That's 11 o'clock if you're in the Central time zone this morning. And again at 3 o'clock New York time or 2 o'clock Central time. So we play the show two more times back to back in its entirety, again starting at noon Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you listen? Very simple. For that playback, you go to my website, and I'm going to say, scratch out the my, we'll go to our website at HAIRadio. www.hairadiomorningshow.com. Mm-hmm. www.hairadio.com. That's kind of like hairradio.com, but it's only one R in the middle. So it's hairadio.com. And we're on now there. We play around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Seven days a week, yes.
It's our own streaming network.
You missed the episode. You want to replay because you forgot that email, could not remember that phone number, could not remember that entrepreneur. You can always go back and re-listen over and over.
That's
again.
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. So I love it. It's our broadcast network. So we're going to get the outro on today. Again, we want to say thank you to Tara. What a great, great voice in the morning. We call it Tara
thank
in the morning.
Tara
yes.
in the
and,
morning. Thank you.
Yes,
guys.
Tara
thank
in the morning.
You, thank
and
you.
It has been wonderful. I'm Carrie Hines. We'll get our outro on, and we'll see you back here 6 in the morning on the East Coast time. Yes, 6 in the morning, 5 o'clock Central Time Zone in the morning. Tomorrow is Thursday. Our very special guest on at 8 is the one and only Dr. Pranique James. So we'll get her on tomorrow
at
8. Yeah, she is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, make it an awesome day. Here's our outro for today. Make it a great, great Wednesday. We'll see you back here. And we'll see Smooth Black back here next week. Make it an awesome day.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thank you. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's 3 big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.